Welcome to the Queen's Corner, sis, the podcast for unapologetic Christian women. Let's laugh, cry, rejoice, and grow together as we chat about all things kingdom women related. In this crazy world, the queens of God need their own corner. Make sure that you subscribe and you join us every Friday for a new episode at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that, let's get right into the episode. Oh my gosh. Hi, guys. How are you doing? Hey, how you doing? Happy Friday. By the way, it is Good Friday. Praise God. Okay. I'm so excited. You know, like, welcome to the Queen's Corner. Hi, sis. Hi, welcome. Okay. So, for those of you who aren't subscribed to my YouTube channel, you might be like, the Queen's Corner, like, what's really going on? Okay, listen. So, the podcast has undergone a rebrand, and it went from what you guys might know as the Unstuck Podcast, now it's the Queen's Corner. And if you heard the intro, which you'd have to be here now, you know what it's all about. And the Lord has just been ministering to me about it, and look at my voice cracking. Jesus. The Lord's been ministering to me about it. And I'm so excited. You know, like this, a lot of the themes that were present in the mission for the old podcast are still present in this podcast, but the intentionality is a lot more focused. You know, it's all about kingdom women. That's what it's all about. It's all about kingdom women for the glory of God, because we do everything for his glory, okay? We're seeking and striving to be in his will. We're seeking and striving to press into becoming all of what he's called us to be, to bring more of his will and his kingdom here on the earth as it is in heaven. And specifically, the Queen's Corner is all about celebrating that, promoting community, and being bold and unashamed about these things. Because, okay, listen, I can't be the only one with eyes to see that there's a lot going on in the world today, and a lot of the lot that's going on has to do with shaming things that you should be proud of and celebrating, you know, that are good, that bring God glory, you know, that are his will. And instead, you know, shaming those things and making you feel ashamed to be a kingdom woman. I'm not talking about people who just, oh, that sounds nice. I'm talking about living for the King of Kings truly by his word. Not all the talk, all the fluff and no action, because the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not in words but in power. Okay? Hello, somebody. Right? And instead, there's this propping up of the ungodliness, like wickedness, a propping up and a celebration of things that are really supposed to be shameful. And I see that it's causing a lot of people, and this podcast is about God's queens, it's causing a lot of the women of God to, and the people of God to draw back, to, because they notice that there's a disdain and a dislike and a derision going around for those who are really standing in the truth of God's word. And it's causing a lot of people to step back, to minimize their voices, to bow down. And the mission of the Queen's Corner is to come against all of that, okay? Like, I'm reminded right now of that GIF, that meme with the Yana Van Zandt, when she was like, not on my watch. Like, that's the whole mission of this podcast. So, if you like the sound of that, then you should definitely stay tuned for the rest of the episode. We're going to take a second to give some space and a shout out Anchor, because I'm still hosting my podcast, editing it, creating it, all of that, through Anchor, although you can also listen to it on Apple playlist. Shout out to all of you who are listening from Apple. A lot of my listeners come from Apple. So we'll take a space, shout them out, and then we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And we're back. Okay, so today's episode is going to be a brief one, right? It's just an introductory episode. Again, welcome to the Queen's Corner. I'm so happy to have you. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our episodes. But today, I just want to celebrate you, woman of God. And I also want to encourage you to find the right community that fills you up, that's like-minded, with where you are and where you're going, and that the Lord can use to really pour into you, not just, information or empowerment wise, but also, emotionally, right? I feel like this is a great topic to start off the rebrand with, because that's a big part of the mission of the Queen's Corner. It's a huge community element. Like, I don't know what it is lately, but the Lord really has me on building community, which is not something I ever really thought that I'd be trying to do, because I always, I used to struggle so hard with things like that because of the things that I've been through. But through the things that I've been through, the Lord has taught me so much about how actually necessary it is and how important it is to actually have the right community around you. Yes, sometimes you go through seasons where you feel a lot lonelier. You feel like you don't have anyone to call, or you feel like there's no one you really click, mesh, vibe with, all of that. Or you feel like there's no one really safe, especially spiritually. The wiser you become as a woman of God, you'll recognize how important it is to have safe community. People who are spiritually sound, yes, but also people who are, equally yoked with you, so that it is a safe community for you to not just pour out into, but for you to be filled back in from. And I really, 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 really want to encourage you to not abandon that. I abandoned that for some time. I felt like, whatever, I'm used to being isolated and alone and all of that, and maybe I don't even care that much about community. It's just me and God till the wheels fall off. And it is you and God until the wheels fall off. But apart from those moments where the Lord might draw you away, just like He did the Lord, okay? Apart from those moments where the Lord might draw you away for a season to commune more deeply with Him, He does desire for you to have ordained community, divinely sent and orchestrated and placed in your life community that He can use to build you up, train you up, mature you, bring joy and happiness into your life, okay? And all of those good things. A place where you can sharpen your skills and your anointing. A place where you can also let your hair down, breathe freely, with the bonnet, with the wig, with the braid, whatever you got going on, you come with it, because you feel safe, you feel accepted, you feel at peace, you feel genuinely connected, and it's important. It's important. Don't give up on that. It's just like a church home is supposed to be that kind of place for you, and it's important, like the Bible says, that we don't abandon fellowshipping together. It's important, God didn't make you to do this walk all by yourself. Yes, you have seasons where you get called apart, or where there might be some like a sister in Christ, she likes to say, weeding and seeding going on, where the Lord is reorganizing, restructuring your relationships, and that's all right. But don't allow different experiences or hardships to ice, or freeze your heart over to where you no longer are open to the community and the relationships that the Lord has for you. Because, I mean, we see all through the Word how the Lord uses community and other people to often bless and impart and build up and support. Even I think it's in Proverbs, the Bible talks about, one or two or three strand cord. Like, how helpful the right relationships, the right community can be in your life. And that's so important, especially when, I was thinking and bringing everything together for the Queen's Corner, because, there are many people out there who are just like I was, feeling so alone and feeling like, okay. Hey, like, where are the people, especially the ladies who are sold out for the Lord, but truly though, but for real though, not just they say they are, but there's a whole bunch of fruit everywhere that's making me feel like I need to protect myself in the spirit, or I can't get all the way comfortable. Where are they? And this just like the Growing God's Queens community that the Lord led me to start, which is a lot more, it's a community in a different aspect, a lot more engaging, intimate, things like that. If you're interested in that, make sure you go to my website, www.ashabethea.com, and you can join there on the Growing God's Queens tab. But the Queen's Corner, it's that community element with the emphasis on celebrating and promoting women who are sold out for God, encouraging, strengthening them in the podcast space. And I'm not saying it's the first of its kind, I'm not saying that, but I know it's a little space that the Lord has blessed me to take up. And I'd love for you to continue to, you know, join me on this journey and on this ride. And it's important, you know. Consumerism is a real thing. Everywhere you go, all the time, you're likely intaking, ingesting, consuming something. You know, you almost can't even get away from it, whether it's an advertisement, a commercial, a billboard, social media, whatever it is. And a lot of it is not healthy. Let's just be for real. A lot of it's not healthy, especially a lot of it. You've got to guard your ears and your eyes and your heart from a lot of what's in it to protect your relationship with the Lord and protect your walk with Him. And so I just shout out to all of the people who are listening to the voice of God in their lives to create spaces and platforms and movements and communities and businesses and brands and et cetera that are sold out for the Lord and are producing things that are healthy and uplifting and encouraging and equipping for the people of God. And that is, you know, a big part of the mission of the Queen's Corner, to do that for the kingdom women that are out there. So if you know any kingdom women apart from yourself that would love a podcast space like this, make sure you share this podcast with them, okay? Make sure you share it with them. Make sure you invite them to listen in. Make sure you invite them to subscribe. And I'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. I thank God because my podcast is growing and it's a blessing. And I offer it up back unto the Lord, you know, as kingdom women, a big part of our mission and our mantra is let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we position ourselves to seek the Lord, find out what it is that He has for us to do, because we realize it's bigger than us. Find out what it is that He has for us to do. Be sold out to Him and go boldly forth into that calling, into that purpose that He has for us, so that we can spread the good news, child. It's Good Friday. Hello. Spread the good news and also engage in the kingdom work that the Lord has for us to do. We realize that it's not just about a church with four walls. It's about the ecclesia. It's about the whole body. It's a global thing. And we're seeking God, trying to figure out, God, which piece did you make me? Which body part am I? And let me get to work, okay? Because what does the Bible say? Work while it's day, because when it's night, nobody can work. What does the Bible say? Redeem the time, because the days are evil. The time is short. Right? So, like I said, today's first episode is not going to be long. Just wanted to welcome everybody to the Queen's Corner. And remember to subscribe. New episodes will be coming out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And share the episode, share the podcast. And if you'd like to, you can shout me out or mention me on social media. And I will repost you. I'd love to see what you guys think. And there's no way to look at it up here, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on the podcast. You can send me an email thecoachingchristian, no spaces, at gmail.com. Or you can, you know, write something or share something or screenshot or whatever you want to do and tag me on social media, The Asha Marie, TheAshaMarie, on both Twitter and Instagram. I'd love to see your feedback. And I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. And I'll see you next Friday. Bye, guys.